Aircheckdownloads.com.
Sherilyn LaPierre was her real name when she was a kid. Known better worldwide as Cher and UB40 and I Got You Babe. Greatest Hits Radio at 6:14. Snow in many, many parts of the UK this morning. It was very, may I use the word, festive-like when I left my house at 10 to 5 this morning. I'll post a little picture on our Twitter account in a little bit. Wednesday morning I do this. People who share the name with somebody famous. I love this. Morning, Rossi. My name is Harry. I live in Keswick, up there in the Lake District. I bet you it's very snowy there this morning. My wife is called Debbie, so you could, in effect, have a Debbie Harry listening to you every morning. Greatest Hits Radio. Love that. Morning, Debbie. Good morning, Harry. Good morning, Debbie Harry. Also love this one. Tony in Highton in Liverpool. My mum is called Margaret Simpson. She's been called Marge for years and years and years, long before The Simpsons had ever come on a telly. She's taken some stick over the years. All my mates call my dad Homer, even though his name is Phil. Could you imagine coming into the local and hiding? Hey, yep. Here's Marge Simpson and Homer Simpson. Fancy a Duff's Pier, Homer. And Vincent Jones in South Shields in the northeast of England. Yeah, good morning to you. Although I share my name with Vinnie Jones, I've got absolutely nothing else in common with him. I'm presuming now, by your tone there and your text, Vinnie, you're not a fan. Coming up, I'm going to play you Elvis Costello and the Attractions and Oliver's Army. And Tina Turner will play very, very soon as well. A song that featured in the soundtrack to the movie Mad Max, The Thunderdome, all on the way on Greatest Hits Radio.
Research a holiday.
Do it online.
Travel update.
Get the latest 24/7.
For the West Midlands, go to greatesthitsradio.co.uk.
Hey! The good times.
The good times.
Sound like this.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Famously, his dad wrote the jingles for the R. White's TV commercial. You know the dad getting up in the middle of the night? Do you remember the ad on TV and going down the stairs to get a glass of R. White's lemonade? That apparently was Elvis Costello's dad. And he wrote the jingle for it as well. You're listening to Greatest Hits Radio with me, Rossi. Left the house this morning just before 5 a.m. My car, the wife's car, absolutely covered. We're talking a good inch and a half, if not more, of snow on the roof and the windows. And I seen someone yesterday in one of the news channels getting nicked. And to be fair, I don't wish it upon anybody, but the stupidity, really. He had set off yesterday morning, wherever he was. I can't remember where it was. And he literally, and he must be very lazy, had scraped away not even the size of an A4 sheet of paper, smaller than that, on his windscreen. He didn't do anything with the back windows, the side windows, his wing mirrors at all. He literally had this little peephole through the snow on his windscreen and was driving around. And you sort of think, well, you're going to get nicked. So he's going to get a fine, probably points in his license. Make sure you sort of get as much snow off your windscreens and the back window as well. And just go round it before you get off this morning and set about your journey. It is nippy outside and apparently there's more to come. In accordance to weather reports today. Don't forget, we'll keep you updated with traffic and travel on the roads where you are right through the morning here on Greatest Hits Radio Breakfast. As promised, Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero. What a tune, what an artist.
Out of the ruins.
Also, 1985, that was a mega hit in the UK and the US, featured, of course, in Mad Max 3, The Thunderdome. Another little fact about that song, the kids you could hear doing the backing vocals, the choir boys. One of those choir boys was a certain Lawrence Dallaglio, the England international rugby player. He was just a little boy back in 1985. If you don't believe me, look it up, check it out yourself. 6:27, snow in most parts, frosty conditions as well. Please take it easy on the roads if you're out and about. Coming up, I'm going to play you Jerry Rafferty, that wonderful song with that famous saxophone solo. Of course, we're talking Baker Street. And a little survey to get you thinking, as I normally do it around this time, on Greatest Hits Radio Breakfast. 28% of people do this at work to relax. Women are twice more likely to do it, though, than men. What do you reckon that could be? Text me 61054, start your text with Rossi, or call me 0333 202402. 28% of people do this in the workplace as a means of relaxing. But twice as many women do it than men. What do you reckon it could be? Fire us a text and make sure you sign up. I'll give you a little blast on the radio very, very soon. As I said, Jerry Rafferty and Whitney Houston to play for you in a moment. It is Wednesday morning, fastly approaching 6:30. Let's check in for the headlines where you are right now.
EU leaders are insisting the UK's exit. There's more online.
Breakfast with Rossi. The good times sound like this.
Not only a great saxophone solo, but decent guitar solo at the end as well. And then he brings back in the saxophone. The guy that actually played the saxophone in that song just got a normal fee, a normal session fee. I think it was under 40 quid with no royalties. So basically that guy played that wonderful, outstanding, world-famous piece of saxophone and got about 38 quid, I think it was, back in the day. And not a single repeat, a royalty fee. Shocking behaviour. Greatest Hits Radio with me, Rossi. I hope you're enjoying breakfast this morning. Nippy outside if you've not left the house. You might need to allow yourself a little bit of extra time. I know myself and my producer, Al, did allow ourselves extra time this morning to get here in good time to be here at your beck and call with Greatest Hits and a bit of banter in between the tunes. 28% of people do this at work as a means of relaxing. Twice as many women do it to men. Hi to Lorraine in Great Sankey. That's the posh part of Warrington, isn't it? Is it yoga? Do they take the yoga mat in and do a little bit of yoga when they've got a spare 15 minutes? No. Pauline in Hertfordshire. Meditate. No. Hi to Jason in North Wales. Thank you very much for listening to Greatest Hits Radio. Is it, while they're at the desk, wear slippers or comfy trainers? You know what? If you were playing the hot and cold game, you'd be warm. Apparently it's take the shoes off. Used to do my show with my shoes off. I don't do it anymore. Not for any other reason. It's not a health and safety thing. I just stopped doing it. But I used to work with a guy when he did his radio show. He would take his shoes off, but he wouldn't leave them in the studio. He'd leave them outside the studio door. Let everybody know he was on air, broadcasting, shoeless. Without a care in the world. Trying to count how many times I walked past the studio, was on and nicked one of his shoes and hit it. So when he'd come out, he'd be running around like a madman looking for his hidden shoe. That's the mature kind of guy that I am. Right, Whitney Elizabeth Houston, Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me on Greatest Hits Radio. Hard to believe it's going to be our 7th anniversary since we said far too soon goodbye to Whitney Elizabeth Houston next month. Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me. Greatest Hits Radio. It's 20 to 7 already. Hi to Victoria and Laura, who are listening to Greatest Hits Radio in a very nippy London this morning. They said it's far too early, Rossi, to be up and about. Early. It's nearly my lunchtime. Oh, incidentally, if you've not had breakfast yet, here's a little idea. Today is National Croissant Day. Now, do you prefer it with jam? Oh, some people actually put little bits of chocolate in and put it in the microwave and melt it down a little bit like a pan of chocolate. But I love a croissant, hot croissant with ham and Gruyere cheese. Oh, I could definitely do one of those right now. So happy National Croissant Day. Only 2 days left of dry January to go today and tomorrow. January hasn't half dragged its heels, eh? It's really, really dragged its heels. Coming up, I'm going to play a song, a very early hit from Robbie Williams. David Bowie, of course, was our first here at Greatest Hits Radio Superstar. This forthcoming weekend, from 9 o'clock on Friday and 4 p.m. on Sunday, you can check out the documentary, which will focus on Genesis, and what a show that is going to be. It's going to be brilliant. Genesis this week is our official Greatest Hits Superstars.
Okay, team.
Travel with Trade Centre UK. Sail on now. Up to £2,000 off every single car.
There's a lane out on the M42 northbound.
This is Greatest Hits Radio. Ooh, sound like this.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.